This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
2 minutes. That, plus or minus, is about how long the Gettysburg Address lasted. Today, as you know, is the 150th anniversary of that speech, easily one of the best known ever. It's fundamentally about democracy and freedom and equality and, says Harvard Business School historian Nancy Kane, leadership as well. Nancy, it's good to talk to you again.
Always a pleasure, Kai.
150 years ago, still fresh, still relevant, and you say in a business context as well, this speech.
Absolutely. It lays out, you know, where we came from. Mm-hmm. It says where we have arrived, why the path that we're on of change is worth pursuing. And all of that, you know, from 150 years ago, delivered, you know, in less than 2 minutes on a windy field in Pennsylvania.
As much as I love that, and I'm a big history guy, and I do love this speech and what it stands for and the parallels you draw, can you just imagine Jamie Dimon standing up at a J.P. Morgan shareholders meeting and giving a 220-something word speech and then dropping the mic and walking away?
No. To your point, Kai, we see very few business leaders invoking that kind of power, the succinctness, the framing the stakes, the being candid about the costs in the interest of the larger, big, worthy mission. We see precious little of it.
That whole idea of actually being candid about costs is something we just as a society don't handle well.
Well, I'm not sure. We're not really put to the test as a people. You know, I think about being at a Starbucks annual meeting last year and a shareholder getting up and just taking Howard Schultz to task for embracing same-sex marriage. And Schultz did exactly that. He said, look, here are the costs, right? A lot of people are going to be angry. A lot of people are going to disagree. But we have 200,000 employees, almost all of whom embrace diversity. And we believe this is the right thing for our people and our company. So in all, and with all due respect, sell your stock. It was extraordinarily powerful. The room erupted in applause.
All right. Howard Schultz and Starbucks, perhaps aside, let me try another one. The feedback loop in which we live today, right? I mean, I don't know how long it took for word of the Gettysburg Address to get out, but I imagine it was several days, if not a week or two. You can't turn around now without instantaneous feedback that sort of short circuits the considered dialogue, either internal within a CEO or a president, Lincoln, Obama, take your pick, or with just the general news-consuming public.
And yet, if you think about a few of the, memorable, thoughtful, serious speeches that, the president has given, I'm thinking actually of one he made on the campaign trail in April of 2008 when he was talking about race in America. Anyone that heard it or heard a part of it knew that it was for real and knew something important had happened. So we haven't lost the facility to recognize thoughtful, right, honest, serious, leadership and change in written or spoken form. But we don't get it very often, and it's usually torn to shreds pretty quickly right afterwards. That doesn't mean that it's not worth making.
Nancy Kane at the Harvard Business School. Nancy, thanks.
Thank you, Kai.